I haven't referred to you this all season because I'm looking for a reason. Now I can. Bad Brad Haynes, as it says on the side of the car, right?
Yeah, it usually says Bad Brad Haynes, but last week after that, you know, melee's down there and won, we had to make a couple new panels, and we just didn't get the sticker back on there, but yeah, it's Bad Brad Haynes.
Maybe you should leave it off, because it's bad, now you're good, right?
Yeah, maybe it's good. You know, Travis Bartlett always kind of picks on me, you know. He goes, maybe you're good, Brad Haynes, not bad. I said, well, we'll see, but it's kind of comical either way, bad or good. You know, I guess it depends on the day.
Good battle with Anthony. What was your closest call, and then maybe the last lap?
You know, the one in the 50 have been really fast, you know, last 2 years up here, or even this year. And, you know, I run with them pretty decent. You know, seems like I get some decent runs, and I can run with them guys and stuff like that. And it's, I think a lot of it is tire strategy. And I, you know, I saw Anthony go by me early on in the race. I'm like, man, I said, I'll try and hang with him, but I know he's fast, and I know Cliff was coming up through and stuff, but I don't know. You know, we got that caution there on lap four there, or four or five, and, you know, I just said, you know what, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to mat this thing, you know, records or checkers pretty much.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't really his night on restarts, but he seemed to kind of warm up after a lap or two.
Yeah, I definitely had him on restarts. I kind of got that outside line mastered quite a bit. I've been doing some studying on it, and believe it or not, I actually do practice that a little bit. But, yeah, inside, outside, I kind of got it figured out and figured out how these motors pick up. So I've been doing a little bit of work with that.
What happened in the second race? We didn't even see you.
Yeah, you know, I'm still on kind of cloud nine from the first one, and it's kind of nice to just kind of put the car back in the trailer. And, you know, there's some other guys up there running hard and looking for their first feature win, and I understand that. And we just didn't really have it for the second race. I think we burned the tires up in the first one. We only put one new right rear on, and we're running on last week's tires. And, you know, a lot of these guys were running two, three new tires this week for the Twin 20s. And, you know, we want to come out next week with four brand new tires, so we kind of just, you know, like I said, tire strategy.
Car's back together. Are we going to see your brother out here for Classic?
You're going to see him up here. He's going to come up and help. You know, we just, it's a lot this year with getting these new motors in the car. It took a lot of our funding out. And, you know, we'd love to see Brian out here, but right now I've kind of been the hot shoe. And, you know, Brian's got some stuff going on that, you know, he's got to take care of, as far as, you know, he's got so much going on in Maryland. He's, you know, he's all over the place as far as, you know, his job and stuff like that. So he's kind of put the racing on hold for a little bit. And I know he wanted to get up here. We've been in contact about it. And, you know, we're doing some new, we clipped the old car and making some new adjustments and stuff like that. So, you know, next year he's going to be in this one. I'm going to be in the other one next year. So it's going to be a good season for both of us. It's just, you know, with a new motor, it's just taking a little extra time. So
finally, who do you think your first win?
My first win, there, like I said, out there on Victory Lane, it's a long list. You know, there's people that helped me since I was in Super Stocks. You know, first when I started out here with Pit Watts in the small block class. And, you know, I got back into it with my buddy Ron Pratt. You know, if it wasn't for Ron Pratt, my family, my mom, my dad, my wife, my kids, you know, I wouldn't be out here. You know, my brother has, you know, supported me so much in this, and, you know, keeps telling me, you know, you're gonna get it. And, you know, a lot of these people around here, you know, have been telling me you're gonna get it. So but yeah, I finally got it, and I gotta thank everybody that is stuck with me and stuck by me. It's been great.